This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the nephew and today's prank phone call right now. Nephew, what you got?
This right here is your trash stinks. Your trash stinks. Let's go, cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, hey, I'm trying to reach Swerve.
Yeah, this is me. Who it is?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm one of your neighbors, but I'm one street over from you. You over there off you at River Ranch Drive?
Yeah, that's right. Who it is?
This Rico, man. How you doing? I'm one of your neighbors on the next street over. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good, brother. How you get my number?
One of the neighbors on your block gave me the number, man. We was having a little situation, wanted to reach out to you. Some stuff going on here in the neighborhood, man, and wanted to try to make you aware of it.
Well, what's going on, brother?
It seemed like, you know, the trash man run on Tuesday.
Okay.
And Saturday.
Right.
Now, the problem is that a lot of people, I guess, got their stuff out on the curb already.
Right.
Now, the problem is that they're saying, man, is that your trash is actually really, really foul. It's smelling pretty bad, and we wanted to call you, man, and see if you don't mind.
Hold on. You calling me because you smell my trash?
Well, yeah, they say yours is the one that's really stinking, man, and if you could actually maybe put it back in the garage until Tuesday, you know.
Trash in no garage. That's why I put it outside. I didn't have enough room in the garage.
Okay, well see, that's...
And who is everybody saying my trash stinks?
Hey, listen, I'm not trying to, you know...
This is what I want to tell you. If everybody in the hood got a problem with my trash stinks, you tell them to come take the out.
Okay, we've discussed that too. But listen, we don't want no trouble, man. If we can just get you to put your trash back in,
I'm not moving no trash. I pay rent over here, my brother.
Hey, we're not gonna go back and. I'm not gonna go back.
I don't give a what you gonna do. I'm telling you where I pay rent at. Don't tell me to do over here.
Okay, well listen, man. Aren't you concerned that your trash is stinking and reeking through the whole neighborhood?
I don't give a damn if who smell my trash. If they got a problem with it, tell them to come take it out. Still in and staying out there.
Okay, well, that's the problem. The problem is that you took it out, and you took it out too early. You shouldn't have put this out till Tuesday morning. And that's
Tuesday,
what we're going to start
Tuesday, Saturday, Monday, and Friday. If I put it out there and stay it out there until they come get it.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you, man.
I don't give a damn what you're going to do. You ain't going to call me telling me to take my trash out. I pay rent over here.
Okay, well, hey.
How is everybody smelling my trash out of everybody on the street?
I don't know. I, from my understanding, it's a couple of holes in it and some food or something must have got out. I don't know if one of the rodents or a dog got in it or what the case may be. But, you know, we need to try to get your trash in the backyard or something, man.
My trash ain't going no damn well. And how come you the one? What you the focusing on this? How come my next door neighbor ain't calling? How come your around the corner and you calling? Who put you up to this?
Well, everybody's smelling it. I was just fortunate enough to get your phone number. I said, well, look, I just gone and called it myself.
Well, I tell you this. You and the gave you my phone number. Tell the come take it out. Till then, it ain't going nowhere, Claire.
Okay, well listen, Swerve. This is what we decide on in case we got to this situation with you.
And what's that?
I'll just come over there and put the trash in your backyard until Tuesday morning. And Tuesday morning, I'll come back over there and take it out. That way, all the smell will be in your backyard and
hold
it won't
on.
Be out on the...
You say you go what?
I'm going to come over there and put the trash in your backyard so the smell, that funky...
Let me tell you this, man. If you come over here, you might well call the police, because that's who you're going to need if you come over here. Bring all the that had a problem saying my trash thing to come over here and take it out.
Well, hey, man, you're trying to act like it don't smell, man.
Well, I don't give a if it smell. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go out and pull Clorox on it. Would that help you out a little bit?
Okay, but see, that's not what the people in the neighborhood want. We want you to take
I don't give a damn what they want. I'm telling you what I'm going to do. And how the did you get my phone up in the
Hey, I already told you, man. I got your number from one of the neighbors on your street that said they didn't want to get
tell
in the middle.
Tell me who, to the left or to the right. Tell me which one of the
Listen, swerve. Once you get to the meat of the problem is your trash stink, dog.
How is my trash? How the hell y'all pinpoint my trash out of everybody else's trash on the block? And how the hell you smell mine?
I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know if your trash busted open or what the deal is, but everybody's saying it's swerve trash that's stinking.
Listen, that's too much trash for me to be going through trying to see what stinks. It's dying. Trash out there, and it's gonna stay out there till they come get it. And you ain't coming over here.
Okay, now that's where you're wrong, Swerve.
No,
I am coming over there. I'm coming over there, and I'm gonna take that trash and put it in the backyard too. Now if you're gonna try to get in my way, whatever. But I got to go and get this trash in the
back. I tell you what, bring your over here right now. I'm gonna put on my suit. I'm standing on the porch right now. Bring your out of the car. Come on, Rico, whatever your name
just
is.
Rico. I'm Rico one street over, and I'm smelling your nasty trash, man.
Take your trash out. My may smell, but you ain't gonna come take it out. I bet you that.
Hey, listen, Swerve. I'm gonna say this.
Swerve, man, stop calling my name.
Excuse me?
Stop calling my name. Who in the hell told you to call me Swerve? All my call me by that name.
Okay, well, hey, that's what they call you. What's wrong with me calling you Swerve?
You don't call me that name. Now, you saying my trash thing. Come over here and take the trash out.
Hey, man, I ain't nobody sitting there scared of you, Swerve. I'm trying to get the name.
Didn't I just tell you stop calling my name? Ain't no Swerve. Come over here. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, hey, then it is what it is. Bottom line, I'm on my way over there to move that damn trash.
Come over here and move it. I'm on the porch right now. Come on over here.
Meet me out by the nasty stinking trash you got.
I'm standing right next to it now.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm on my way now. And guess what I'm going to do when I get over there?
What the you ain't going to do? What the you going to do?
I'm going to tell you my damn name when I get over there. My name is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Ooh. Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin, Arise.
Oh, man, get the out of here. Tell Arise, I'm a whoop a
Hey, man, I got to ask you something, dog. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Show, right?
And there you have it. Your trash stink.
Mm-hmm.
Your trash stink.
It's just
it is trash, but still, yeah. Still, do something about your trash. You know, I'm real. I be out there with Clorox and everything. I put everything in there.
Fabulous.
Make sure mine don't smell.
You clean the trash can before you put the trash in it?
I pour Clorox on the trash. That's in the trash.
Mm.
Because when I put it out, I live in the woods, so everything comes. So you got to put something out there. Yeah, does that work? They got some raccoon don't give a damn what you doing.
He's smart.
I seen the same raccoon handle ammonia, chloride. He don't give a damn. He handle it.
He just moved it.
He coming and getting it.
Okay.
I know I saw a chicken bone in here earlier. I know I saw one. He gonna post something on top of it like I ain't gonna eat that. Yeah.
Right. The raccoon talking about, I like Clorox.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.